Ryan Ferguson was a high school student in Columbia when he supposedly killed a newspaper sports editor a decade ago. Now a Cole County judge is hearing evidence that his lawyer hopes will exonerate him. The details surrounding the early morning murder of Columbia Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt involve a confession stemming from repressed memories and bad dreams, and a key witness who now says he lied when he positively identified the two serving time for the killing. Chicago attorney Kathleen Zellner says the testimony and timeline of events that convicted Ryan Ferguson are full of holes.
As the case has progressed, the truth has revealed itself, and we believe that we will be able to demonstrate by clear and convincing evidence that Ryan Ferguson is actually innocent of the murder of Kent Heitholt.
Zellner says Chuck Erickson told police Ferguson helped him kill Heitholt. Now he says he acted alone. And the janitor who placed Ferguson at the crime scene now says he was coerced to say that in court.
We had findings made in August of 2010, and there are two very important findings that the Western District made. First, the sole evidence tying Mr. Ferguson to the crime was the testimony of Charles Erickson and the identification of Jerry Trump. A great deal of our evidence will focus on the recantation of those two witnesses.
Monday's testimony focused on the janitor, who says then-prosecutor Kevin Crane coerced him to say he recognized Ferguson from the parking lot that night. Erickson, Crane, and another witness who didn't testify in the original trial are all set to take the stand in Cole County Court this week. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.